Well, Fletcher's building sees further material losses as it's decided to stop trading in the meantime. To background this story for us, and somebody who's been covering this for a while now and the situation with Fletcher's, is Brian Gaynor, Head of Investments at Milford Asset Management. Good morning and thanks so much for your time, Brian.
Hiya, Chris.
You saw this coming?
Well, the company keeps on telling us that these problems are over, but we're always a little bit suspicious that they weren't, because there's quite a contrast between what the companies are saying and what industry experts are saying, those involved in the industry. And they all kept on saying, look, it's not over for Fletcher's. They will be announcing further write-downs. And, of course, we got that today. But we haven't got the full information today. It's just that there are some material issues still at stake.
How significant is this, do you think, in the scheme of things, when they've decided to halt on the NZX?
Well, that's very serious. We don't often get that from a major company. And what it looks like is they have discovered more problems, but they still haven't to be able to clarify the extent of these problems. And they're going to need 2 or 3 days to work out what the extent of these problems. Now, that's bad news for a company, because it's bad enough having problems, but it's even worse when you know you've got problems, but you don't know the extent of them, particularly as the first write-down in relation to this area occurred 12 months ago. So really, the company should be on top of it by now.
You would think so. And many industry insiders, even here in Christchurch, were saying something significant like this could happen, given the fact that the Justice and Emergency Precinct was delayed, and in some respects continues to be delayed by this company. I mean, it's a dreadful look, isn't it?
It is. It's very sad, actually, for the building industry in New Zealand. You know, it doesn't have a good reputation to start with. It's not just on your project down there, but it's also on the Sky City up here. And, of course, we've had leaky building problems across the board. We've had an awful lot of building contracts and construction contracts that don't get finished on time. There's real problems in the construction industry. And Fletcher's been one of the main players, is probably at the center of that not being able to get projects finished and be able to finish within the budget that they agreed to.
Of course, Fletcher's has many hands and many pies in Christchurch with the Christchurch rebuild. Do you think this will have ramifications as they try to essentially help rebuild this city?
Well, you know, there has been some suggestions, Chris, in the last 2 weeks. And look, there are only kind of rumours that a Spanish company was looking to buy the construction division of Fletcher Building. Now, whether that comes off or not, we don't know. I mean, it's just a rumour. There's no talk about that from the company. But it would be sad to see that, you know, because we don't run one of our companies very well, that it ends up in the hands of an overseas company that does a better job of running it. But certainly the construction sector of Fletcher Building does have some problems, and they're deep-rooted. Today's announcement was it was a shock to us, it was the wording of the document about the use of the word material losses. I mean, that is the third of material losses. It was the wording of the document that really, I think, hit people today.
Yeah, what does material losses mean, do you think? It's a little bit mystery, isn't it? What does it mean?
Well, it is, and I don't think the company knows, because they say, although the project review is not yet completed, the current expectation of the board is that there'll be further material losses. So the company is saying that we are reviewing the some of the projects, and we don't know at this stage of what the further losses are going to be, but they expect them to be material. And material is a word that, you know, can mean anything, really. It can mean 100 million, 200 million, 300 million. But certainly it's going to be a large sum of money by the sounds of it.
Now, a third party has said to me, you were quoted as saying, when you had quite an insightful analysis last year into where the company was particularly perhaps going wrong, i.e. shallow and wide rather than integrated and deep, and board members lacking industry knowledge.
Well, that's certainly true. We would agree with that, and I wouldn't take anything back from that analysis. The board is mainly made up of lawyers and accountants, and has been, although the new chief executive does have more experience in the sector. And there has been a lack of construction knowledge at the board table. And the problem about construction losses are they can be ongoing for quite a while until you actually complete a project. And, of course, most of the major project, as you said, the one in Christchurch with the Justice Precinct, Sky City in Auckland and Commercial Bay in Auckland, they're not yet completed. So it's only when they're actually fully and absolutely completed, signed off, that one really knows the extent of the losses that can occur to the construction contractor.
Where do you see this going now, Brian, as we're looking at a trading halt? I mean, I know it's a crystal ball situation, but what's next?
Well, we'll get an announcement either tomorrow, which is Friday, or else before the market opens on Monday morning, which would clarify the situation. But I think that if you keep on announcing losses, and then you say that this is the end of the losses, but then a few months later you're announcing further losses, your credibility kind of decreases all the time. So no matter what they say on Monday, I still think there'll be a lot of skepticism of whether this is the final figure and whether the company will have to report further losses on some of its major projects.
Well, in terms of the flow-on effect from this, do you think this will spook markets? Will this spook the construction industry in Christchurch that's largely been relying on the likes of Fletcher's?
No, I don't think it'll spook markets. Markets are pretty good at, you know, recognising, you know, one-off negatives, because we get positives as well. The company is no longer the largest company. Obviously, its share price performed very poorly in the last year. I don't think this will have a material impact upon the share market. I can't answer the Christchurch construction scene, I'm afraid. But as far as the share market, yes, major disappointments. But, you know, we move on from that. And it'll just be that the company will be scrutinized more carefully. And the pronouncements it makes about this being the full and final losses in relation to these contracts will be dealt with a lot of skepticism, I think, by investors.
Brian Gaynor, Head of Investments at Milford Asset Management. Nice to have you on the program at such short notice, and really appreciate your time this morning. I thank you.
Thank you, Chris.